Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to season 5, episode 3, Beach Business Breakfast. We're filming all season 5 today.
Yeah. So,
that's probably a world.
The magic of podcasting. You probably wouldn't know. Probably a world first.
Yeah. So we have Callan. How are you, Callan?
I'm well, thank you, David.
Yep, Callan's an accountant, so we're going to hear Callan's story soon. But just a reminder about the Beach Business Breakfast, third Thursday of every month at Murray with a surf club function room. Everyone's welcome. Whether you're in business or starting out or just got a business idea and want to meet some people who have probably made all the mistakes and all the things you can learn from, good, bad or indifferent.
So we make a lot of mistakes in small business.
Now. Absolutely, and that's why we do it.
So accountant and small business owner, so in the trenches with the minions.
It allows me to relate to people on a more personal level, I find.
Excellent.
Yeah, you know what they're going through on a day-to-day.
Yeah, cool. So tell us the Callan story. So are you a Newcastle local?
I am. So I grew up outside Raymond Terrace.
Excellent.
I went to high school in at Merriweather High.
Yeah.
University of Newcastle graduate. Now, stuck around.
Excellent. So did you do commerce or business?
I did a combined business and commerce.
Business, commerce, major in accounting?
Finance and international business, funnily
enough. Okay, cool.
And then I just kind of fell into accounting.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a commitment to catch the bus. I went to Merriweather and my mates who come from like Seam and Raymond Terrace, it's like an hour bus drive each way, every day.
It was pretty intense.
So you really get to go to Merriweather at the same time?
No, I'm okay. Too old. But I was there and I caught a train for an hour. So. I think you have your special sort of relationship with the people you catch the bus with every day.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you got the opportunity to study on the bus or play cards, maybe.
That's what the teachers want, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Study. Yeah. Oh, okay. You're too funny.
Yeah. I won't tell you where I went to school. So how did you get into the role you're in now? How did that sort of come about?
So I was working for a firm up at East Maitland.
Yeah.
I left there after a short time because I didn't feel like I fit their culture.
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine was moving up in the firm he was in. He needed some help coming to the end of financial year because it's only a micro firm.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of work. He said, do you mind coming helping me out? Mm-hmm. So did a bit of work with him just to lighten his load and ended up, he liked the way I did things. He said, do you want to stay on full time?
Excellent. Wow. So what sort of things were you doing? Like what sort of stuff did you need help with? Like was it like compliance or?
So it was basically like the personal tax returns and things. He just had a really high workload for like a month block. You know, there's only so many hours in a day, and everyone wants their stuff turned around quickly.
Especially the tax office.
Yeah.
Yep. So, you had to get all the returns done, that sort of stuff. So, is that your sort of focus? You're still in the personal sort of.
Yeah, still doing a lot of personals. Starting to move towards a bit more of the business stuff, and over the next 12 months, I'll start to do a bit more of the self managed super fund and things like that.
Wow, that's a whole.
I'm not too keen to that.
Ambitious,
one,
aren't you?
But it's helping me develop as an accountant, as a person.
Sure. Yeah. So with how many people are in the firm?
Three.
So it's important to fit in when you're in a team like that.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
And we all get along fairly well. We like to have a bit of a joke around.
Yeah.
And we share the office with another firm as well.
Yeah.
And the culture just in the office is really good. Everyone gets along really well.
You're in the city.
Yeah, in at the Junction, opposite Snow's Cafe.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a really nice.
Smell from Snow's during the day. That'd be a bit hard to take, I imagine.
Oh, man, it's so tempting not to go and blow all my money.
Yeah, exactly. So where do you guys get most of your work from? Is it like word of mouth, or is it basically like you do all the job and people go, oh, my account's rubbish, so people refer?
That's certainly a big part of it, yeah.
Yep.
A lot of it as well comes from the networking groups like the Beach Business Breakfast.
Yep.
There's another networking group that we visit up at Charlestown as well.
Uh-huh.
So we try and get out in the community, meet people, and then kind of build those relationships.
Yeah.
It might take 12 months for someone to go, I'm not liking what's happening.
People are pretty reluctant to change accounts.
They are.
It's real sticky. kind of
it is.
Like you've really got to piss me off to get rid of them, but it's not that difficult, I guess. But I think from a technical point of view, it's not. But that relationship is a very trusting one you sit like as a business owner, especially, or even personally, you really bear your financial balls to your accountant, right? Like, there's nothing they don't know in terms of like what's in the bank, what your cash flow is, how you're going. Like, it's pretty serious. Yeah. And so I think it's kind of like changing doctors, maybe, or changing hairdressers.
There's a lot of trust in your hairdresser.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to look like a fool.
Yeah. So it's you get to know the person quite well, and so even though you might only see them a couple of times a year, that like you have a connection that's different to like your butcher or the person that you meet in the supermarket or whatever.
And you find these days as well, like with accountants, it is more moving towards that relationship building rather than that transactional kind of relationship. So
how do you guys go, like, technology-wise? Because that's something that's changed a lot in accounting over the last, say, 10 years.
Yeah.
With a lot, you know, people being able to do... Like, used to be you'd take your box full of stuff to the account, say, there you go, sort that out. But a lot of clients can do some of their own stuff up to a point, like Xero and QuickBooks and Mile and those sorts of things. Do your clients use those things and...
So we've still got a few clients who use the old school physical books and things like that, but more and more of our clients are moving towards cloud-based accounting, and we actually encourage a lot of them to do that, because come year end and things like that, it means that we're more efficient as well. We can provide a better service. We can reduce our costs to the client as well.
Yeah, you're going to charge more if someone turns up with like a ledger or whatever. Yeah. Like, obviously, that's a dying skill, I suppose. But they turn up with like paperwork and you're like, maybe we'll double your invoice.
Then you've got to pay someone to plug all that stuff in, to then produce the things that a lot of the times, like a small business like mine, you can do your own. You can basically print the BAS out and give it the account so you can just check that. Before it's lodged and that sort of stuff, rather than given that then they've got to put together that sort of thing.
The last few weeks I've been working on one client who had the physical books, and it took me, I think it was the better part of 2 days to get all of the information, all that data from the book into a spreadsheet to then be able to plug into our system to start actually reconciling everything.
I'm glad that doesn't happen all the time.
It just feels like a waste of time. I know that's really harsh to say, but
it's like an unnecessary kind of like expense in a sense. Like it's inefficient, really.
It is, and you know what is available these days.
Yeah, well, I suppose if they're comfortable.
Yes, of course.
I suppose, say, groups like Xero have a thing where the account can get clients onto Xero and earn commission.
Yes.
Which is not a bad thing.
Sort
of helps the client, but it does help the client make them more efficient and sort of streamlines the process. So with your firm, what sort of marketing do you do? Do you do any?
So we do a lot of stuff through Facebook.
Yeah.
We try and keep as active as we can on Facebook. It's
sometimes
very hard to manage under the workload, but we do the best we can.
Yeah. What sort of stuff do you post on Facebook?
It can be a variety of things. Like, might be an article we saw in the Newcastle Herald about what's happening around town, because there's a lot of development happening.
Yeah, yeah.
We like to share that Newcastle's growing, it's a really good place to do business.
Yeah, yeah.
So trying to encourage people to go, there's so many opportunities. Might be things like the recent budget announcements, how that can affect people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think last Christmas we put up a post of me in a Christmas sweater that had bells that actually jingled. So just a bit of fun.
Yeah. How often do you guys post on Facebook?
We aim for a couple of times a week. It doesn't always work out that.
Yeah, that's a decent thing.
Yeah.
Like many businesses barely even use Facebook. And it's, so is your challenge, I guess, in a sense, is that you don't see a quick return on it either. And it's more like having a kind of nurture newsletter or like you're keeping people informed. So when you're not getting a very obvious outcome from it, it's harder to stay like motivated take away buildable time to spend on Facebook or whatever. Yeah. So, but then that sounds like you're being quite conversational or just like friendly on Facebook and not just being kind of salesy and stuff too, which I think is quite important.
Yeah. I mean, myself and Jeff, who's one of the partners in the firm, we tend to do a lot of that stuff. And we really enjoy talking to people. Like, we go to the network groups, we like to understand people's needs and get to know them on a more personal level.
What kind of businesses do your customers have?
We've got quite a few tradies, as most accountants would.
That's plumbers, electricians, painters.
Yeah, carpenters, anything like that.
Yeah.
We've got...
Yeah, like some retail type clients, like people who are real near to you, but like down the street, that kind of thing, or they're all about somewhere else.
We've got a couple of retail. Surprisingly, our clients are quite spread out. Like, we do have a few locally, but we've also got some that are the south end of Lake Macquarie. We've got some that are as far away as Melbourne. Some out like Goulburn, Wagga.
So they're definitely referrals or people that
have moved.
Look at these things. You don't need to be in the same account as your account. You don't see your account that much face to face.
And with technology as well, it makes life so much easier. You can email things, you can.
Yeah. So you guys have like a newsletter? Do you use LinkedIn or those sorts of things?
We are on LinkedIn. Yeah. Again, one of those things that we do our best to manage. Doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah.
But we also sponsor a local sporting club.
Okay.
So that's another way that we've only started that this year. Hamilton Hawks Rugby Union.
Okay, yeah. Is that because you play in some club or anything?
I play and I'm also the treasurer.
Excellent.
So, that was kind of my doing. I was like, can we sponsor them, please?
Yeah. So how does that work? Is that just like you get some signage and you're in the newsletter?
Yep, so we get signage, we get our name announced at the ground on home games.
Mm-hmm.
We got an invitation to Sponsors Day, which was last weekend.
Yep.
We also get a bit of a spiel in the newsletter.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's once or twice a year.
And you have like an offer for members of the club, like 20% off the tax returns, or, or that sort of thing, or is it just more of a way of showing the support than hopefully?
More showing support and also getting people to start to recognise the brand and also my name associated with it. Jeff and the other partner basically said to me, okay, if we're going to do this, we want you to be the face of the business in the club.
So hopefully people will just casually ask you for advice or whatever. I can help you, don't make it work. But they know you're there.
Exactly.
But you're not on every Saturday around the houses. So that's good. And Hamilton are very successful.
They are.
We've got a few Hamilton supporters in the surf club here, but most of them seem to support Merrill Callum, there's a bit of a rivalry there, friendly rivalry.
On the bright side, they're not Wanderers supporters, so.
Exactly, yeah.
I think we can all agree on that one.
So, looking to the future, say we were doing this in 5 years' time, where would you like to see the firm? Would you like to see the firm bigger, do you want to move it in a certain direction?
So our goals at the moment, we're moving over a couple of our back-end systems.
Yep.
So we're hoping to have that operational for the end of this coming financial year to improve a lot of our efficiencies. In 5 years, I want to be a partner.
Yep.
Being a micro firm, that opportunity is there.
Yep.
I want to be a partner. We want to have a couple of staff to start doing a bit more of that grunt work, I guess you can call it.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be at a point where we can almost step back a little bit and things can kind of run themselves.
So work on the business rather than the business.
That's pretty nice. If you're ambitious and growing your business at the same time as your clients are, then that kind of works out well, I guess. You can run alongside them in a sense as well.
That's so. It. And it's really important to also keep track and go, while we're doing our thing, we don't want to lose track of what they're doing either. So retaining those clients is essential to any business.
Yeah. And of course, you'll be part of the Beach Business Breakfast Network Group, which is probably Newcastle's best ever beach network in the history of humanity.
I've got to say, the breakfast does go down well.
Yeah, very, very good. So, thanks for coming, Carl. That was great. Your story. And the accountant joke is, how can you tell an extroverted accountant?
I haven't.
They look at your shoes when they're talking to you rather than their own. So keep that in mind when you're at the next function. There's probably a few other account jokes out there, but they're probably not the time and place. G-rated program. So thanks for that. So thanks for coming in, and thanks for being a part of the Beach Business Breakfast, and hope you're getting a bit out of it. And so most people, you've got to come a few times and get to meet people, get to know them, they get to know you.
That's right. I'll refer people on. Accounting is a long-term relationship dance, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It's not a quick sale.
No, for sure. So everyone's welcome. If you're in business, starting in business, just got a business idea, come along, and plenty of people willing to give you some time, have a chat, and tell you what they've done. And if you want to do something, they say, well, maybe you don't want to do it that way.
Yeah.
Want to try something. So thanks for that. Enjoy the rest of that.